WDADX, listening 14714, Lake Leelanau.
And then mobile monitoring.
K8BCW, good morning.
N8YTJ.
BCW Mobile.
K-E-8-F-T-W, monitoring. Kilo Fox, Fox, Kilo, calling all three Qs, calling all three Qs. How's y'all's blood situation going on?
We're holding our own. I'm up in Sebleton, so we're watching the dam really close. Hoping that it doesn't keep raising, but the rain's still falling.
Yeah, I got prayers out to you guys. Everybody's pretty worried about y'all right now over here. We're over here in Albina, and our dam's holding strong as we speak, but that can change in a matter of minutes, you know how it goes. Just kind of poking around, checking the areas, and seeing, you know, how things are going.
Yeah, we're doing all right right now. State has sent up a bunch of resources. DNR's been over at the dam nonstop for about the last 2 days working on stuff. They got 4 or 5 big pumps over there moving water, and they got the lock system open dumping water, so we're doing okay right now. I think we're at 14 inches from cresting over. When we hit that 12-inch mark, we start doing evacuations, but we're not there yet.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to get on over here and see what else I can find out. I'll be around. If you guys need anything, just give a holler. I'll let you back to you. Do a podcast to it. Good day, sir.
Copy, sounds good. And it ain't back
now. And it ain't back. Stay safe, you.
Go ahead, Toby.
FYI, both the Bel-Air Dam and the Elk Rapids Dam are wide open down here. Just kind of FYI, we've had a lot of flooding. We actually had a little bit of a landslide this morning over in our area, but the Road Commission got it cleared up. But we got a lot of rain. I don't know how much. There's a lot of water in a lot of places down here.
Yep, we got a ton of it here too, and it just keeps coming down. Every road I drive on is starting to get flooded, and all the little creeks and ditches that would just be a little stream are now full-blown rivers, and that's not good. It's not good, and we're supposed to keep raining for the next 4 days, so hopefully we don't get to that point with the dam, but we're getting darn close.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like here, I'm like running down Rapids, but I know they've got the dam opened up and the one in Bel Air there by Riccardi Park. I see Leslie, our dam manager, she's put it on Facebook there, so yeah, it's going to be interesting. Elk Lake's getting full of water and torch, you know, all that, so it's going to be crazy.
Yep, time will tell. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we need some 80-degree sunlight to help kind of cut it down a little bit, dry it up. But yeah, no, there was a lot of rain this morning. I'm, I probably would have done over 2 inches, 3 inches maybe. But she was coming down so fast, you couldn't even walk outside. Flooding like crazy. Just kind of FYI, so yeah. Okay, talk to you later.
KCAVSU.
All right. Catch you later. NADPX. NADPX, W8VPC.
Hey, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, when I lived up there, I was the assistant keeper of the dams for Antrim County, and they use an app called River App, and I just checked. There's a sensor at Old State Road going across the at north end of Intermediate Lake, and it's like 7 feet above normal.
Yeah, we got a lot of water. It just keeps coming. I see the state is finally out of drought condition for the first time in like 3 years.
Well, I know, yeah. Actually, I went back and checked because 7 feet was wrong. This is today at 3:45. At 4 o'clock, it's 9.02 feet. Now, I don't know if that's above the normal because it's been running around 8.6, 8.5. So, yeah, it's high.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy, that is for sure. I just hope we don't get as much rain as they're telling us we're going to.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you go. I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in. NADPX, WAVPC.
All right, sounds good, Mike. You have a good rest of your day. WAVPC, NADPX.
W8SAS testing.
88 at GW monitoring. This is KE8FJW, I'm monitoring.
I just tried my radio with the PL tone and 600 kilohertz away from the carrier, the repeaters. But it doesn't work very good, so I'm going to stick with the cell phone thing. Yeah, it's 7:58 p.m. local here in Lewiston, over. Yeah, this is Kilo Delta Victor India November. Tried to receive N10 on the mile tower, not working really good. There's a lot of static on that line there. Yeah, other than that, heading to town in this rainstorm. Okay, over.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, call Foxtrot Kilo. Where are you heading out of?
Yeah, I'm heading out of my guardian's place here. I'm in the garage. I need a TV remote for the television. I got three of them, and none of them work because I can't get into the settings. I'm going to the Dollar General store to get a remote. Over.
What city are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Lewiston, Michigan. It's off of 612, kind of road 612 goes all the way to Traverse City, maybe. Yeah, I'm like in BFE, no man's land, out in the boondocks I am. Yeah, we had rain all day, and I was just going to see if the store was open. And or if anybody knows how to program a remote that's in Lewiston or has one for a Vizio in the garage with the heater on, over.
Well, I'm going to say the boonies are my best way to be. I'm over in the Alpena area. How's the rainfall and the flood going on down there?
Yeah, this is KD8VIN. we got lots of rain today, but it's cleared up right now, just a little fog. The clouds are still looking kind of thick. That's why I'm not going out there. I tried my radio earlier, and there was a lot of static on the other end, so this cell phone is way better than the radio. Over.
It looks like we got a pretty good size storm moving in. It's like about an hour or two. I say buckle it down and hold on, because looks like the point is doing the week. We're going to be on the ride.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea there. Well, I hope it's all good up in Alpena, because I heard they got a lot of power outages. I seen some branches down a few weeks ago, knocked out like half the town there for a minute. Yeah, I mean, we had the ice storm last year. We were knocked out for 12 days. Over.
Yeah, we got hit again this year, and we were out here in the city for probably about, I think it was 5 days, and certain parts of the city were out for 5 or 6 days. We were in the area that was out the longest, but yeah, it was not fun. I'm glad that part's over. It's kind of worried about the weather now, but so far so good. Sounds like the boy gets in for a hell of a ride. They've got quite a bit of water in their dams on the bridge, so with you guys, but Alpena looks good so far. We'll see what happens next week or so, but I don't know.
Thank you. Good evening, KEZFJW, I'm monitoring. Thank you.